Chattanooga's Armed Forces Day Parade takes place tomorrow, starting at 10:30 a.m. It's at a different time of year, and it will be done differently because of the pandemic. Mickey McCamish is a retired Navy captain and serves as the military chair on the Chattanooga Armed Forces Day Committee. Mickey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me. This subject, it's an unusual time for us to be talking about the Armed Forces Parade here in Chattanooga in October, because usually the Chattanooga Armed Forces Parade is the first Friday in May.
But that wasn't going to happen this year.
It wasn't going to happen this year because of COVID-19. And you know, Ray, I remember when I was in high school, back at Chattanooga High School, we would walk from Chattanooga High School, from City High School, where Chattanooga School for the Arts and Sciences is presently located, and we would walk downtown to participate in the parade. And that was like in the late 50s, like 1957. So naturally, whenever I returned after my naval career and a career in Myrtle Beach, it took me away for about 40 years. One of the first committees that I chose to be a part of was the Chattanooga Armed Forces Parade Committee. And it was because I had shoe leather invested in that parade, and it brought back fond, very fond memories. But the parade is on the first Friday, and the reason it is because schools are still in session. Armed Forces Day, of course, is the third Saturday in May, but the Armed Forces Parade here in Chattanooga is the first Friday in May. So normally this year, that would have occurred on May the 1st. And with each of the parades, there is a rotation of the services, of the five branches of services. And this year was to be the Navy year. And as you mentioned, Ray, that changed this year as a result of COVID-19. We could not hold the parade on May the 1st. After working with the city, we were able to come up with the date of October the 23rd. But this year, it's going to be different in that we will not recognize the Navy. We're going to give the Navy a full year of recognition and a full parade of recognition by recognizing the Navy next year. And this year, we're going to recognize all branches of the military along with the first responders. And that'll be the first. We've done that because it is a very unusual year. We felt it was most appropriate to recognize all branches and also this year to include the first responders.
So how will the parade be held this time around, keeping all the safety guidelines in mind?
And that presented a challenge for the committee and for the city of Chattanooga. And the compromise that we came up with was that the parade would be a mobile parade. It will be an in-vehicle parade. The parade will start at the same time at 10:30 in the morning. And it will step off from ML King and Market Street at 10:30 in the morning. But there'll be no marching units, no marching bands. None of those will be a part of the parade this year in terms of them marching. Now, they can participate. They can be on a float, for example, or they could be in the back of a pickup truck, or it could be on a trailer. They can participate that way. But it'll be a rolling parade. It'll be a mobile parade. It will be a vehicle parade. So therefore, you know, with it, in fact, there isn't walking units, then the parade is going to go much quicker. But it will go from ML King and Market Street all the way to 4th Street, and then it will disperse at 4th Street.
And then how will people be able to participate? How will people be able to watch it safely?
People can watch it, make sure they just follow all of the guidelines of the Hamilton County Health Department, make sure that they do have their mask on and social distancing. So just follow the protocols that we're all following in our daily lives. Just follow those as you watch it from the street. There'll be no viewing stand. There's no bleacher stands. None of that will exist. It will be streamed live on Facebook, but that will be the only coverage that it will receive. Again, no viewing stands. Nothing like that will exist this year. It's just a different year. But we're going to be able to have the parade, and Chattanooga is the longest continuous running city to have an armed forces parade, and this is year number 71. So next year will be 72 with the Navy, but this is year number 71.
What have you been hearing from veterans in the past few weeks, the past few months, as we have been living with COVID-19 for about 7 months now? Many veterans are older. Many veterans have health problems related to their service. No doubt, sadly, unfortunately, we have lost some veterans in this area, perhaps due to COVID-19. What have you been hearing out there?
Ray, the veterans, you're right. They are in the zone, if you would, to really, they have to watch themselves very carefully. You know, I'll be 78 this year, and I watch myself very carefully. Even though I'm active in the community, I follow the science, I follow the guidance of the health department. And as a result of following that guidance with a face mask on social distancing, I've had no issues. And so veterans are one, they're so pleased that we're having a parade. They thoroughly understand that it's a different year and that it is going to be a mobile parade. And most veterans, they're used to taking care of themselves. They're used to listening. They're used to following science and they're used to following orders. So therefore, most of the veterans have been safe. And so we've been very, very fortunate, especially veterans with underlying conditions that exist.
And to move forward with this parade at this time, albeit under the different circumstances, means so much to them, means a lot to you.
It does, right? It means so much. It means so much, again, for a person that participated in the parade and continually have the parade. Right, we were going to have the parade. It was going to occur one way or another. I say that because it could occur if it wasn't in the city of Chattanooga, then perhaps you look in the county area or the Tennessee River Park. But we were determined that the parade was going to occur. We worked closely with the city of Chattanooga. We wanted it to occur in the city of Chattanooga because that's where it's always occurred. We were able to reach this compromise so that it worked for both the city, both the parade committee, and we can do it safely and follow the guidelines. We can have a very safe parade, and that's what we're going to do.
And for more information, where can people go online?
They can go a couple of different places. One, they can go to our Facebook, or they can go to ChattanoogaAreaVets.com, either one. And it'll be a long parade this year. So there'll be a lot of vehicles involved, a lot of military vehicles involved, as well as a lot of military, all of our military organizations. So it'll be heavy participation.
All right. Mickey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. And thanks for having me for this very special event.